In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, James and John approach Jesus, and they ask him to let them sit, one at his right and one at his left, in his kingdom. What were they asking? First, they were asking for positions of power. To sit at the left hand of the king or at the right hand of the king would have been a position of power and authority over all the other people. It would also have been a position of prestige. So they're asking for prestige. They're asking to be recognized, to be seen. But Jesus calls his disciples together, and he says, look around. Look at the way that the world works. Look at the Gentiles, those who are not of the Jewish faith, and see how they are organized. See the way that their society is structured. See how those in authority lord it over those they rule. And by this, what is he talking about? Well, he is talking about some very harsh measures, especially that the Romans used to control the populations that they had conquered. They were ruthless. They made their authority be known. Jesus says, it shall not be so among you. As we look at this scripture and we reflect on the way that the church on earth is organized, we see that we have the believers, all of those who have been baptized into Christ's name. They're called the laity. We have also subdeacons and deacons and priests and bishops and acolytes. These are those who have been appointed to certain positions within the church. But when one of those seeks to assert authority in a way that is lording it over those who have been placed in his care, we see that there is a contradiction in his actions and the words of Christ when he says, it shall not be so among you. In this day and age, there are many shepherds who have not heeded our Lord's words, who have lorded their authority over their flocks. And indeed, we could point fingers and blame and call out what they have done and cause them much shame. But our Lord says also that we are to have a forgiving heart and a loving spirit, that if someone has striked us on one cheek, we should turn the other cheek. And so when we encounter the evils that this world has and that these fallen shepherds have done, we must remember them in our prayers. We must call out for mercy for them. Ask God to change their hearts and to renew within them a right spirit. But also, too, dear brothers and sisters, among the laity, there are times when there may be occasions where one might want to be recognized above another, to have prestige above another, to have authority over another believer. And there too, we must be careful, because we are all equals in Christ. In Christ, we have become brothers and sisters. He is our Lord. He is the head of the church. And if we remain in Him, then we are equals with our brothers and sisters. And so our Lord says to James and John, and He says to us today, follow me. Follow me. Because there is a chalice which I must drink, and there's a baptism with which I must be baptized. And to follow Christ means that we must be willing to drink of His chalice and to accept the baptism which He was baptized with. And what is He speaking of there? He's speaking of His own death. He's speaking of the cross. And as we follow Him, we find that there are crosses in our lives. Maybe not the cross of Calvary. Maybe not the cross where we shed our blood. But in following Him, we find that we are called to carry our crosses. It's interesting that this is juxtaposed to the request to sit at His right and at His left. You see, in asking for those positions of authority and seeking those positions of prestige, sometimes we believe that we can escape the crosses that we've been given. And yet we know that that is not true, that those are not means by which we can escape our crosses. Nevertheless, it is a temptation. And so, brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, let us learn the great lesson of humility, that we continue in our path towards holiness, embracing the crosses that we've been given, and seeking neither prestige nor authority, but seeking merely to walk humbly with our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.